Hop o' My Thumb, read by Katie Haig. Once upon a time, there was a woodcutter and his wife who had 7 children, all boys. The eldest was only 10 years old. They were very poor, and their 7 children were a great burden, since not one of them was able to earn his living. What troubled them still more was the fact that the youngest was not only very delicate, but silent, which they took for stupidity, but which was really a mark of his good sense. He was very small, and when he was born he was scarcely bigger than one's thumb, which caused him to be called Little Hop o' My Thumb. This poor child was the scapegoat of the house, and was blamed for everything. He was, however, sharper and wiser than all his brothers, and though he spoke little, he listened a great deal. At last there came a bad year, and so great a famine, that the poor people resolved to rid themselves of their children. One evening, when the children were all in bed, and the woodcutter with a sorrowful heart was sitting by the fire with his wife, he said to her, "You know that we can no longer support our children. I cannot let them die of hunger before my eyes, and I'm resolved to take them into the wood tomorrow and lose them. It'll be easy to do this, for while they amuse themselves tying my sticks, we only have to slip away without their seeing us."
"Oh," cried his wife, "would you then destroy your children?"
In vain did her husband set forth to give her their great poverty. She would not consent. She was poor, she said, but she was their mother. At last, having considered what a grief it would be to her to have them die of hunger before her eyes, she agreed to her husband's plan and went.